Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. You're listening to a new Hackers and HackZen podcast. You're about to join Erica, Jax, and John for an inclusive cybersecurity conversation designed to educate and break the stereotypes of cybersecurity professionals while providing life hacks on how to handle burnout, networking, and goal setting. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
To our first podcast. This is our pilot episode in which we have a chance to actually talk to our listeners and tell you a little bit about each one of us, but more importantly, what the vision is for this podcast. The idea of this podcast started in a really organic way. John and I actually connected right after the VetSec conference. I think it was last October of 2020. And we had been communicating over LinkedIn and just general chats. And then we had a Zoom call. And it was really interesting because at the end of the Zoom call, it was just, John, it was like a random, hey, you know what? I think that it would be really cool if there was a podcast with two women and myself, you know, to have that dynamics there. And we talked about some of the bitter truths of cybersecurity, or talk about like cybersecurity and what burnout is and what are some of the challenges that women go through being in this sector. And from there, it just kind of started building to what it is now. It's been a few months. You did an intro with Erica and I, which has been phenomenal. It was best friends at first sight, basically. And then we just started developing the idea of what is this podcast going to look like and what is the vision of it. And we'll dig more into that. But really, the premise of this, as we, the three of us have talked about it, it's really just telling the story for any of those individuals that are currently within the sector, or any kids that are looking at getting into it and transitioning into it, or maybe possibly you're in the field and you don't know about what the other industry sectors look like, such as CTI, cyber threat intel versus penetration testing. But then getting into the things that people don't talk about, which is what Erica and I go through, being women in this sector, how it can sometimes be sexualized and the challenges that we have, or working twice as hard to get half the credit. So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to dig into that, and we'll talk more on that a little later. But first, I think that each one of us allow us to tell you a little bit about ourselves and our background and why that we think that we should be here talking to you. So myself, military background, 17 years in the military. I spent a lot of that in the active duty, and a majority of that was in the special ops. I was on an all-women special ops team, and what we did is we would, two-man teams, we would embed with other special operators into austere locations, and we would work with the women and children to gather information off of them to fill that information gap that wasn't being tapped at that time. The primary areas that I operated during the time was mostly within the Middle East. I did that for about 11 and a half years of my life. And I finally started reaching a point that I wanted to get out of the military full time and start doing something for myself. So in 2015, I took my experience of doing information technology, radio work, and intelligence, and I started a defense contracting firm called Outpost Gray. And it was a defense firm, and it's still operational. And what we do is we offer security and intelligence solutions to clients within the US. And it was using women operators. Primarily, we used women operators that had either a special ops background or a law enforcement background to provide these security and intelligence solutions to these organizations, which could include us going into eco-terrorist cells and just finding out information about individuals within the organization, nothing too crazy. But the thing that I really enjoyed was being able to use my background within intelligence to help combat sex trafficking. And that was when in 2015, I moved to Las Vegas and I started working with a couple of different organizations out there to help combat sex trafficking, either through providing intelligence solutions or through providing tactical training and tactical resources. It was about 2017-18 that I realized, although I love running my company, I was starting to kind of go broke. And I also realized that I wanted to get back into cybersecurity. And at that time, I had an opportunity to deploy to Europe to support a 10th Special Forces group into Eastern Europe. And the operation was designed to help host nation partners develop their cyber and electronic warfare capabilities. And that was when, in 2019, the first part of 2019, I deployed out there. That was probably one of the most pivotal points in my career because I was finally able to work in the cyberspace, but in a real world environment. And that is when I started having this love and this passion for doing more cybersecurity in this sector, getting more involved with the transitioning piece, the policy piece. But then I started realizing, oh my gosh, I can use my intelligence background in this field called cyber threat intel. And that was when I came back to the States at the end of September and I joined FireEye initially and I started working for the company. And then I pivoted into where I'm at now, which is doing cyber threat intel for a very large financial firm. And then also working for the Mentor Project, where I'm the COO and I assist with developing STEM initiatives for children around the globe. So a huge passion of mine. I'm currently at Georgetown studying cybersecurity and getting my master's in that. And then we'll soon be co-authoring a transitioning book for cybersecurity professionals, either in the industry or looking at transitioning into the industry. So very excited. Obviously, you can tell I'm very passionate about this, and I'm very passionate about getting more women into this industry. So I'm super excited to be starting this podcast with my two amazing hosts, co-hosts. But enough about me. What I want to do is pass it over to my dear friend, Erica McDuffie, because when we connected, literally friends immediately loved it. And then your background is just so amazing for what you've done, where you're at your age. If I knew it like you knew at your age, I'd be way leaps and bounds ahead of where I'm at. So I'm going to pass it over to you and let you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and how you got to where you're at today.
Awesome. Thanks, Jax. And this is really what I love about cybersecurity is that no one's like history is the same from another's, right? So when we hear about Jax's background and then we pivot to my background is so much more traditional, which is not the norm. We have so many people coming into cyber in so many different ways. I was actually really fortunate to have had family members in the cyber space. Granted, it was in the legal space, in the legal sector for the government, but I actually knew what cybersecurity was growing up. And so cyber was something that was like discussed, you know, at dinners and like family gatherings. And that was something that I always kind of knew, like, I love technology. I love, you know, problem solving. Like, this is something that I am naturally inclined to. So fast forward, you know, to college, I, you know, took my education super seriously. There were no cyber programs at this point, right? Like that was not even a thing. However, here in Georgia, which I reside in Atlanta, there were starting to come out with concentrations. So, you know, you could get an information security type concentration, career path. You could start taking some forensics classes, you know, light penetration testing. Of course, got into a lot of like development. Initially, the development skills really helped me out as I started my career because I started out on the pen test, you know, ethical hacking side of the house, got hired on by an application security boutique shop where that's what I was doing was more hands-on application security, offensive security, testing. And that was really exciting stuff. However, I did not feel 100% fulfilled because I was missing the human aspect. As you can tell, I love to talk. I love to educate people. I love being in leadership now and the impact that I get to, you know, make on people in a day-to-day basis. So it was a natural transgression for me to move into the more consulting side of the house. And that really led me to where I am now. So, you know, throughout my experience, starting from the AppSec space, you know, I transitioned into getting well-versed in, you know, different cyber frameworks. You know, what is compliance? Like, what is third-party risk management? What is a risk assessment supposed to look like, right? The development of policies, procedures, beyond just technical expertise. Fast forward, you know, cloud became huge. I need to learn AWS. I need to learn GCP. I need to learn Azure. You know, these are all skill sets that all of our clients are looking, you know, to people like me as they're enhancing their security programs and sometimes even building them up from scratch. I mean, you'd be surprised. Some of your most like household name organizations, you know, we hear of breaches almost every day. So in the InfoSec space, like it is absolutely like critical for you to love education because it is something that you have to be passionate about. And you can tell, I mean, between Jax and myself, you can tell we are passionate about the subject matter and you have to be. Otherwise, like you are falling behind every single day. And that's something that has really driven me here, continues to accelerate my career, you know, both professionally, but also, you know, from like a personal perspective, because I feel so much fulfillment when I see my direct reports, you know, gaining more and more skills, when I see them tackling really serious client problems, making complex decisions, providing that advisory support that is just so instrumental to the future of, you know, technology. And so, you know, going back to women in cyber, when I first started out my career, I was the only woman, not only in class, but I was the only woman in most of the organizations I worked in. So naturally, you know, I adjusted, I learned. Being a tomboy growing up really helped me with this because I could relate with a lot of guys, you know, more so than a lot of girly girls, right? So I think that that really helped set me apart. But something that I love now is I do get to interact with a lot of really badass women in this space. And people like Jax, you know, we all are really connected on social platforms. We love to, you know, just go out and meet other women, hear about what they're doing in their organizations. And I'm actually quite fortunate to have hired on some really great women in the past year onto my own team. So, you know, it's really just great to see this new trend. And going back to the purpose of this podcast, like we are here to educate, we are here to inspire, we are here to share our passion and our love for this space, and hoping that, you know, we may touch one or two people here, and incentivize them to really like want to do this. So John, would love to hear your perspective because I know your background is just as unique. So would love to hear more about you, and how you fell into this space.
Yeah. Thank you for the amazing intro to both of you. Hard to follow those up, but I'm going to do my best. So my name is John Helmis. For those of you that follow me on Twitter or in the hacker community, I commonly go by Moosey or Moose. In my background, it all started when I was about 14, 15 years old. And I was, at the time, I was a jazz musician, and I really got interested into computers. And that segued into a passion into audio engineering, which I was fortunate enough to, when I was growing up, I was actually homeschooled, which I, oddly enough, I feel like made me have some odd characteristics that feed into the hacker community. Anyways, back to the story is I was able to go to college by the time I was 15. So I actually got a degree in audio engineering at a very, very young age before I was even 18. And that really striked up my passion into tech because for those of you that do audio engineering or have done it in the past, in more of a traditional sense, not like sitting there making music on your MacBooks where you actually have a full scale rack and board and all that good stuff. It's a lot like networking. There's a lot of similarities between that and doing like being a network engineer or a system engineer because you're putting things together, having to make data go from one area to another area. In this case, you know, it's sound instead of, you know, whatever. But that still gets transferred into digital data. So I really found a passion for technology then. And then that segued into not a career, but a stint of doing audio engineering as like a side gig. I also wound up working at a Best Buy locally where I was, I lived at the time, which was in North Carolina. And that kind of like sparked a lot of passion into technology. However, at the turn of the, I think it was like 2010 or the end of 2009, I realized that I needed to do something a little bit more exhilarating with my life. And I also needed something to help pay for college, for more college. So I wound up joining the Navy, and I was in the Navy for about 4.5 years, did some special force stuff, special war, they call it special warfare in the Navy. And so I did special warfare training, small boat operations, and just general engineering for about 4.5 years in the Navy. And during that time, I took some bachelor level courses in criminal justice, and I actually wasn't doing anything in tech at that point, which is going to segue here in a second into me getting out of the military. But while I was in the military, I got an experience, or got to experience a lot of different things with a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds, which really helped kind of make me develop this characteristic where I liked being a leader. I was a leader in the Navy, did a lot of leading on small boat operations and other tasks. So it really showed that I really liked leading teams, but I also liked being someone who was hands-on, such as in the engineering portion. So keep that in mind. And then when I got out of the Navy, I realized that I really wanted to be someone in a community that could help. And at the time, I had gotten out of the Navy, and I was in Washington, and so I actually wanted to go be part of Seattle PD. Seattle is not where I grew up, but it's the place where my heart, I guess, sings is the best way to put it. I just love Seattle, and I really wanted to be someone who could help out and make Seattle a better community and stay better. So I actually wanted to be a Seattle police officer. More directly, I wanted to be a Seattle SWAT officer. So I went to go take the physical and written exam, passed them just fine, except I was not able to get a check off for some of the things with some disabilities that I have from the military, just with some physical, I guess, I'm trying to think of a word, physical dilemmas, we'll call them that. So I actually wasn't able to be a police officer, which was a real burden, because I was actually going to school at the time for criminal justice, and just realized that my life was not going to be able to be what I thought it was, because I really loved helping out people. I really loved being someone who is on the beat, doing the grunt work, and helping out as a leader. Realized I wasn't going to be able to do that, so I turned to tech. I turned back to tech and realized that the cybersecurity space was something that could really help me help others. So I wound up switching tracks in my undergrad degree, went from criminal justice and went to IT. And from there, I got my bachelor's degree, got a couple certifications. And in that time, I was a security guard who wound up getting a job in the SOC because they needed someone who was security savvy. IT savvy to work in the SOC with the security analyst to do access control. So I took a technical assessment and wound up getting the job. It wasn't the greatest job because it was like nights and weekends, and it was third shift, and it was gross, but it was my way into tech. And from there, I wound up becoming like a network engineer, network analyst my next job. Got a couple other certifications while I was there. And from there, I wound up enrolling into a graduate program at a school in San Diego that had a focus in pen testing and ethical hacking, which I was exposed early on to Kali Linux, really got really fancy with that operating system, realized you can use that operating system to have a career field in offensive security. So started building up towards doing that. So I got into this grad degree. And in that time, I wound up becoming a security engineer for the DoD. And I did a lot of different things. Some things I can't talk about, but just know it was a vast amount of things. And some cool, some not cool. During that time, I finished up my graduate degree. So I have my master's in cybersecurity with a focus in pen testing and ethical hacking. And after getting that degree, I wound up getting a job as a DoD red teamer. I did that for a while. And did a lot of cool stuff, traveled the world, saw a lot of cool things, got to tinker around with a lot of cool things. I also did some TPM work while I was doing that. I did some TPM work for CompTIA and actually helped write some of the exam questions for Network Plus and Pentest Plus. Did some side consulting as well, and then also led a lot of the red team operations with the DoD engagements that I was doing. And then fast forward, I wound up working for a large retailer up here in Seattle, which brought us back up to Seattle, because at the time I was in San Diego with the DoD red teaming. Come back up to Seattle, and I wound up getting a job with a large retailer up here as a pen tester, and that's turned into a career where I wound up moving into leadership fairly quickly at that position, which then directly transpired into a new leadership position at the company I'm with now, where I actually work with a large offensive security community, which is a large freelance based of pen testers and a small internal team. And we build a we build community for the company that we're working with to help strengthen their pen testing as a service platform that they use to integrate offensive security awareness into SDLC pipelines, software development lifecycle pipelines, CI/CD pipelines, and also just general pen testing. And then I'm also an adjunct professor at National University where I teach red teaming, and I am also an adjunct professor at the City University of Seattle where I teach cybersecurity. So that's what I'm doing now and how my background all led to that. I really like helping people. I really like hacking and I really like talking. So I'm going to go ahead and stop talking before I keep talking and hand it back to Jax.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Wow. So I wanted to follow up on what Erica had mentioned during her intro to just reiterate, because really this first episode was to tell you a little bit about ourselves and then touch on the vision and mission. And as we go into further episodes, breaking that down into deeper dives into those areas. But this is an all-inclusive podcast. We've got two women on here and John, and it's designed to bring on guests from all walks of life within cybersecurity. And we are here to be instructors and teachers and mentors. This is part of the mentor project. And we're going to be here to teach you and train you. And at any time, if you want to reach out to any of us before we wrap up, we will ensure that we give you our information. But I just wanted to reiterate that and then just open the table to anybody, John or Erica, if you guys would like to add anything in there before we wrap up today.
Yeah, I think what I would love to add, you know, as we talk about the purpose of this podcast, you know, we're not gearing this podcast to be, hey, we're going to tell you all of the coolest new trends in the cyberspace. You know, we're here to talk about the nitty gritty, the things that people aren't talking about, the things that aren't being addressed. I want to, you know, as a whole, we want to inspire young professionals to pursue cybersecurity and to not only pursue it, but to realize how many different like areas of cybersecurity there are. You know, that is something that like they don't teach you in school. That's not something you can learn job searching on LinkedIn. That is something that you learn through trial and error. One job leads you to the other. So, you know, with the vast different backgrounds you have here between myself and John and Jax, I mean, we're well equipped to give you guys those types of tips, that kind of guidance, and to just, you know, be here to educate and mentor you guys as you, you know, explore information security, cyberspace, and hopefully, you know, this is touching some of you guys out there. If we can make an impact on one or two of you, I mean, I feel like our job is done.
Yeah, absolutely. And with being the only male in the triangle here, is my big thing that I really look forward to doing with this platform is really allowing anyone who has not fit the general demographic for getting into cyber and creating frameworks for them to that show them like, hey, this is for you too, and this is how easy it is for you to get in. You know, Jax, you mentioned something that, you know, women shouldn't be working twice as hard to get half the credit. And I love that. And I think that's a good mission with this platform, is to make sure that it's like that for everyone, that there's a place everywhere, or a place for everyone in cyber. While it might not be in a technical portion, or it might not be in like a more policy portion, there is a place for everyone in some fashion within cyber. And you shouldn't, just because you want to get into cyber doesn't mean you, no matter who you are, you shouldn't have to work twice as hard just to get half the credit. You should be given all the opportunity to get all the credit. So I'm really looking forward to using this as a platform to help those on the outside looking in, and being able to stop looking on the outside looking in and actually be in the in.
I love that, John. Yeah, I'm just going to tell our listeners, stay tuned. We are looking at pushing these out every week, so you can catch us every week, and we will have a new topic. We will have guest speakers on the show. If you know anybody and you're hearing this, and you yourself, or maybe you know somebody that would like to be on the show, please reach out to us. But stay tuned for the future episodes. But before we wrap, I know that our listeners are going to want to reach out to us. The best way for me is LinkedIn. I'm super easy. Just type in my name, Jax Scott, J-A-X Scott, S-C-O-T-T. That you can find me on LinkedIn that way. Erica, what about you? What's the best way for the listeners to find you?
Same way. So LinkedIn, Erica McDuffie, you'll find me. Feel free to message me, connect with me. Would love to, you know, talk to each one of you.
John, what about you?
Same thing. You can find me on LinkedIn at just John Helmis, or you can also, I'm actually also on Twitter at Moosey_Moose. So those are the two easiest places to find me.
I love it. Well, that is a wrap. Thank you guys for listening in, and stay tuned for our future episodes.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Hackers and Hacks End podcast with Erica, Jax, and John. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share itsbmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.